This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
How's this thing work? Good to be back. Back in the saddle. Oh, man. Lou Gehrig Fritz in for Wally Pipp himself, Spike Eskin. Alongside my guy Ike Reese on this Tournament Friday? What's happening, Ike?
It's a Tournament Friday. It's not a Football Friday anymore. Fritzy! Listen, Fritzy. You're behind the steering wheel.
Back.
Listen. Don't crash the car. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Last time you were here, we had a couple fender benders on that joyride.
Listen.
During that ride. I'm just saying.
Listen. We're opening today. Would you trade Devontae Smith for Micah Parsons? I'm just kidding. I know. Listen, I got you. Do you think a cold shivers went down Spike's back?
I think I do.
Yeah, he's probably terrible. Yeah,
listen. When you're in these spots, you don't want anybody to get in their seat, man.
You know he's listening today, too.
Of course
he has to be. Yes. He's waiting for a tornado.
That's entertaining.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way.
And let's aggravate him by breaking all of his stupid rules he has.
Although the callers ones, you know, that was out of control yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour. So maybe the callers got to lock back in. They got to lock back in. By the way, I usually sit in your seat for Fritz at 6.
Yeah.
Are you going deaf? I mean, those things are so loud. It's so loud. I just want to make sure you're doing okay over there. I mean,
me and the camera, man.
Turn it down a little bit. Man. Turn it down. Blowing out your ears. We're not at Chickies and Peace today. We are live here in the studio. The basketball tournament is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. So, we got a big show today. Always a big show here on the afternoon show. Elliot joins us at 3. We got the weekend forecast, a tornado at 3:30.
Ooh.
I know, Tornado Shapiro back. I'm a little nervous for that. Of all the things to be nervous about with the show, how to handle tornado is probably a one seed.
Yeah, that's one you should be a little nervous with.
We got Ben Davis at 4 o'clock for a little check-in, Clearwater check-in. And then the Belt at 4:30, the top 5 at 5 with Justin Morgenstein. You nervous back there? You got a good one today.
Nah, I got a good one, man. Not sure if you heard or not. 6 days till opening day.
Six days till opening day. And
I forgot to say hello to Justin.
I know.
I had that one queued up, ready to go.
I'm sorry, Justin. Yeah, listen. Won't be the last time you get disrespected today. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm ready.
First time in that seat over there with us here. You've been in that seat with us at Chickies, but he hasn't been in that. Has he been in that seat?
No idea. I mean,
Have you been in that seat before, Justin?
Yeah, we'll say today's the first day.
Today's his first day. Yeah. So welcome.
Well, you're lucky. Spike's not here.
Yeah. And he would have critiqued your top five and everything, little thing you do.
Exactly, yes.
It would have been brutal. But luckily, we know how to do the show.
Yes, we're like the substitute teachers.
Yeah, come on.
It's a fun day today.
We're here for a good time.
That's right.
We're just here for a good time. And speaking of a good time, we are 6 days away from opening day, like Justin mentioned. And listen, Ike, I've taken my lumps long enough. I've had to hear it. I've had to wear it about what happened in the Mets series and this team's a bunch of chokers, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Thursday is usually tell the truth Thursday. Well, on the record Friday has also been a bit on this show for a long time. And it's time to go on the record as we head into Philly season on whether or not you are in or out on the baseball team, because I've heard a lot of people say that they're out. Oh, my God. The October, they chase. What happened to the Diamondback series? And they're turning into the new Sixers. And, you know, just wake me up in October. And I just can't do it. I can't do it. As the season is getting closer, I am getting more in on the Phillies. And I need the city to get over last year, lock in a little bit, and get ready for what is going to be a season in which the Phillies are going to sleepwalk to 90-plus wins. They may or may not win the division.
Sleepwalk.
To 90 to 90, 95 wins.
Oh, okay.
And they have a legitimate chance to win the World Series. The Phillies have a legitimate chance to win the World Series. And my belief in them winning the World Series is rising by the day. And something that has been sticking in my craw for most of the latter portion of the offseason is they did nothing this offseason, and they're not better than last year. Yes, they are. They are better than last year. Like, opening day last year was Rojas, not Francisco. Johan Rojas was starting in center field. That's not here anymore. They are doing a Marsh in center field, and I know that we don't know Max Kepler yet, but Max Kepler is an upgrade to this for this roster. He's at least a competent, quality left fielder that in the past has hit 25 plus home runs in a season. And if you look at his spring so far, you're judging by the at-bats. It's a high quality at-bat.
Oh,
so
man.
It's a high, we'll break it down with Ben Davis.
Yeah.
It's a high quality at-bat from that. So you have a better offense on paper than last year. You have a better rotation on paper than last year with the addition of Jesus Luzardo. The Ranger thing stinks, but you know what's nice? Is not having to do a Taiwan Walker and Tyler Phillips and Colby Allard and whoever. Like, if they have a competent fifth starter last year, that's a 100-win baseball team. It's a 100-win baseball team. They won 95 games. If they had a guy with a pulse pitching every fifth day, that's a 100-win ball club. Jordan Romano is someone that actually everyone's complaining about. We need a real closer. He has been a real closer. He has stayed healthy. He looks good so far in spring. I know it's a leap, but if he's there, it's a real closing experience. And my final point, Ike,
yes,
on they're actually better, because I can just see you over there. You're getting nauseated early.
You're doing a good job. Listen, you're doing a good job.
I could see the nauseation.
Yeah, because it's a lot of selling. You sound like a used car salesman right now.
Well, listen. No one better when it comes to Phil season.
Yep.
My final point is, and I'm not an excuse guy. We're not an excuse show. That is something that is a staple of this program. But they were banged up heading into the postseason last year. Bohm was hurt. Stott was hurt. Harper was hurt. Trey was hurt. JT had offseason surgery or had midseason surgery. Yeah. Like, that has to factor in to them playing mediocre baseball for 2.5 months and having a bad week against the New York Mets. They're banged up. They have made real additions this offseason. They're going to sleepwalk the 90-plus wins. I'm in on the Phils, Ike.
See, so I'm sitting here listening to you, right? And you know I want you to lead me to the promised land. I do. I got to put all my faith and trust in you. You're Jackie Baseball.
Well,
you're the foremost authority figure on baseball, especially at this station. But we can argue about whether it's in the city or not, whether or not how much baseball you know, and how you can sort of project and see what this team is supposed to be. I've trusted you in these cases. We've worked together for years.
Yep.
So I get it. I want to be both feet in there with you, but I'm not. I just got to be honest with you, I'm not. I'm 1 foot in and 1 foot out on this team. And I'm actually sort of conflicted as to, is it just me, my natural instinct to want the team to play better, to do better, and have a glass half full outlook on the team?
I think that's your natural.
That's my natural sort of instinct. That's what I normally do.
That's what makes you, pal.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I cannot ignore what I felt at the end of the year. So I got to be honest with you. For me, last year was probably the first year that I felt like I had egg on my face with the team.
With just them. Because I know the Embiid thing has had a couple years of egg on the egg on their face.
Okay. That's a separate egg. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, that's a separate egg. No, I mean, with the Phillies, man, because I really believed in this team last year.
Sure.
I really thought that they were going to win the World Series last year. I really believed that last year. I convinced myself of that last year.
Even I was getting a little nervous for you. Like you kept beating that drum, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know if
it's funny,
see it.
I didn't really hear that at the time. You left me out there.
Yeah, well, I was like, I want to be there with you too. You know,
I'm just saying. If I'm being honest, I'm still bothered by that. I'm not going to tell you the team is worse.
Sure.
I'm like, I think it's a good baseball team. I really do. I think it's a playoff baseball team. I really do. It's almost as if I know what the Phillies are. When you say they're going to sleepwalk to 90 to 95 wins, I actually agree with you for the most part.
Yeah.
They should. All right, consider if obviously we don't know injuries and how that'll impact the season.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, the talent is there.
Well, let's put it this way.
To do that.
Let's put it this way. Wheeler, you feel pretty good. He's going to have a high twos, low three ERA. Nola, you feel pretty good about a 3-2.
You know, I'm a Nolesman.
You are a Nolesman. I'm actually, Nola's one of my guys this year. I'm in on Nola. Sanchez is the guy that could pop. You know, he can get into the high twos,
low
threes.
Well, he's the guy where you look at and you're saying, there's room to grow. We know what those first two guys are.
Yeah.
Like, we know what they are already. Sanchez, is there another level to him?
Hit 98, okay. Continuing to command
that
pitch.
But there's the room for growth right there.
Sure. But and on offense, you know what Schwarber's going to do? You know what Harper's going to do? You know what those guys are mostly going to do?
Here's where the questions lie. It's the lineup.
Yeah?
It's the lineup. And quite frankly, Harper and Schwarber, you're right. Even you can throw Casty in there. Like, I know there's going to be highs and lows with Casty. You can almost expect that.
Yep.
You can expect that. It's the other guys. It's the other guys that I'm not necessarily as confident in. You're telling me Max Kepler is going to be somebody that we're going to all be excited about?
Top five offensive fill this year.
Okay. I'm open to seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm open to seeing it. But I know what Marsh is. That doesn't excite me.
Had a home run off a lefty yesterday.
I don't care. It does not excite me. I know what JT is. Does not excite me.
He's the big one because he feels like he's trending down.
So I got two other players where I feel like there is at least room for growth in Turner and Stott. Right? Bohm, I like Bohm, but I also know there's a limit. There's a ceiling there.
Yeah, but at the same time, and to try to defend Bohm, he did have the wrist injury, and he was on pace. Like, he had 3 RBIs in a month and still ended the year with 97
RBIs.
Put
it this way. This is as gently as I can put it. As long as he's not relied upon from I have to be out front guy to lead this thing, I think we'll be okay. If he can lay in the weeds and just do what Bohm does and the rest of the guys around him hit, I think Alec Bohm will be just fine. It's when the pressure gets put on him that he doesn't respond well. So that part I've come to learn about him. But Turner and Stott are guys, if Stott can get back to where he was 2 years ago, okay, then the lineup is better. If Turner, in this leadoff spot, half the time, and we'll get into the two lineups, we'll get into that. But I do believe Turner has room to grow to sort of change the overall outlook on the lineup. I'm telling you this, I'm open to it. My confidence in it, that's a totally different view on it. I'm at about a 6 confidence-wise, but I'm open to it. I'm open to it. But as far as them in the lineup and hitting, and Topper, I love Topper. Topper.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
He's a good guy.
Hmm?
Maybe he may be too good of a guy.
Well, here's my thing with Topper.
Does he have the ability to be a bad guy at times?
I think the conversation about Rob Thompson is a lot like the conversation around Sirianni heading into last year.
Okay.
Now, I don't think his seat was as hot. Like, I don't think Rob Thompson was, like, I think Sirianni's seat was,
right,
quote unquote, hotter, yeah, than Rob Thompson's. They gave him the extension this offseason. And, like, Rob Thompson, sure, I think everyone has to adjust. He can't just be the same guy over and over again. Can he be the bad guy? But at the same time, their resumes heading into the year are pretty much the same. They both have had a World Series last Super Bowl appearance, and they both have a pretty bad collapse in their record. Now it's on the Rob Thompson's year this year.
Yeah.
And that's where it kind of reminds me of Sirianni from, you know, Sirianni, the same kind of thing. They had a bad collapse, went to the Super Bowl, but had overall a good record.
And at least Nick had, like, a lot of people wanted Nick to be just stay out of the way, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't. He didn't just stay out of the way. He was an integral part in this team winning the Super Bowl. And I understand head coaches and football are different than managers.
Sure.
I understand that. But if we're looking at Coach Sirianni as a quote-unquote CEO head coach, which is essentially a manager of personalities, the locker room,
mm-hmm,
and the environment, the culture, that sort of thing, that is sort of the same role that Rob Thompson has, and I believe Nick Sirianni played an integral part in the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. He wasn't just along for the ride.
And I got there, too. I totally agree,
right,
with you.
He had to make a decision to go from being a passing offense to being a running offense.
Yep.
He had to handle some internal strife with star players, right? He had his own stuff going on. Like, he didn't just go along for the ride. He had to be a part of this thing, and I need Rob Thompson to be a part of this thing.
But you know what the Eagles did as well? They doubled down on that culture, and that culture can work. And I think the Phillies are kind of doing the same thing of, this culture can get the job done. But if it doesn't, Rob Thompson's probably not here after the year. Because, you know, you can't really change up the entire core too much. You can make trades here or there.
Sure.
But, yeah, the Thompson thing is a part of it. Maybe he shaves his head. He's got a great, thick, black head of hair.
I didn't even go to that. Yeah, I forgot about the whole shaving the head thing. Yeah, how about he's not shaving
his
head?
Oh, come on.
He's
that?
He's not shaving that.
Not calling him old, but he's in his, I think he's 60 this year.
He looks younger. However old he is, he looks younger than that.
He can't shave that off.
Yeah.
You can't shave that off. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, are you in or out a week away from Phil season? Get in now, 215-592-9494. Corey's in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
Hey, what's up? What y'all doing? How y'all doing today, baby?
Wow. Well, welcome to the show, buddy.
What up, see?
Kyle Schwarber.
Hey, man, look, let me just put this out here. I'm on a championship run right now. You know, my football teams, now I'm transferring over to baseball. We about to win the championship this year. I'm putting it out there. You know, 6 days until opening day. I'm gonna put some predictions out there. I got us winning about 92 games because we really don't need, you know, we really don't need to dominate and prove the regular season like we did last year. You know, we saw that. We postseason focused. I feel like this year is gonna be more like the 2022 season. I'm not talking about struggling in the beginning. I'm talking about more of just like, you know, we gonna wait till we get to the postseason. You know, I think when you put in Trey Turner in a leadoff spot, I think he's gonna break his career record. I think he's going to lead. I think he's going to break his career record in runs this year. You know, I think his high is like 105, 106. I think he like goes up to like 120 this year.
Yeah, can he get over 30 stolen bases? That's right. That's what I need more than anything. You know.
And then my boy Bryson Stott, my boy gonna be an all-star this year. You know, I feel like he's gonna make the all-star team. This is gonna be the year that these dudes take us there. Now the only thing that has me worried is because like, you know, we got a guy like in the old guard, like top of Rob Thompson, like just like the way he is, like he sometimes I feel like he takes too long to make adjustments. Like I don't want to see Taiwan Walker at all pitch at all this season.
Oh, he's gonna be in the starting. He's in the opening rotation. Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, Ranger's hurt. Yep.
I don't want to see him pitch at all. Like Ranger has me worried because he's already dealing with a back. But I do think that we get to the NLCS this year, so I'm in on the Phillies. You know what I'm saying? I'm always gonna be have optimism with my team. And, you know, they don't got me. I mean, last year was last year, just like the Eagles. You said it, you know, we came off, you know, a rocky season, a collapse, didn't look too good. The boys came back motivated. And, you know, we're going to be motivated again with the Phillies this year.
But here's what I'm saying, though, Corey. With the Eagles, it didn't just happen. They made a big acquisition in bringing in Saquon.
We got Max Kepler.
Right? Sure. Okay. So you brought in different players. But what I'm saying is there was also adversity throughout the season. And at some points, there were times where the character, or I would say the magnitude of having Nick Sirianni as your head coach, having Saquon in your locker room, like that stuff came to the forefront. Like it had to be implemented. In other words, we're not just going to get through the season hunky-dory and everybody – nobody's going to have to necessarily put an extra foot forward. And I'm wondering, is that going to happen? That's what I'm wondering.
And I feel like Bryce Harper going to get these boys motivated this year. Like, he got to be the leader. Like, this year, you can't be people's friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be that boisterous leader. If people ain't stepping up, Trey Turner supposed to be your guy. If I'm your guy and I'm supposed to be your boy, if you're not performing, I'm gonna call you out. You know what I'm saying, Jack? When you be in producing and you slipping, you know you not paying attention.
Right.
Mike, I call you out.
Accountability.
You know what I'm saying? It's an accountability show. They got to be an accountability team. And the same thing goes for the manager. You got to hold these boys accountable.
And I keep comparing the Eagles with the Phillies. Because I think there is a parallel there. Mm-hmm. There was also a point where when we're talking about the stars, you just brought up Bryce, Corey. There's a time there where AJ, even though he's saying it in a sort of indirect way, when he's talking about passing as something they need to work on or get better at, that is holding someone accountable. Like that is pointing something out as opposed to not pointing something out.
Bryce is going to come out midway through the season and say, our problem's pitching?
I'm just saying, man.
I know.
It has to be done.
Yeah,
you got to do that. You if you want to be the leader of the team, you want to win a championship, you got to have those uncomfortable conversations.
Well, it's his legacy on the line. It's his legacy. Corey, real quick, before we let you go here, how do you feel about it? Seeming a lot of callers are starting to take more and more shots at you? Obviously, we had Corey in Kentucky yesterday, which was brought up by Aaron and Mount Airy. And then Chris in Middletown, again, on the midday show, led it off with a shot at Corey. Are you starting to realize that people are having takes about you? I mean, it's got to be a tough spot that the spotlight's starting to turn on you.
Hey, what's QB1 say? What do you say? Heavy is the head, baby. You know,
heavy is the head that wears the crown.
When you got the crown, baby.
Say that? I mean, that's been a saying for a long time.
Yeah, he definitely didn't come up here on his own. Yeah,
people want to take shots at the crown. You know what I'm saying? Now, I didn't give myself the crown. You know what I'm saying? It just comes. You know, when you work hard. You know what I'm saying? Look. Spike said all these people is better than Jalen Hurts, right? Everybody better than Jalen Hurts until you got to be better than Jalen Hurts. You know, everybody better than Corey from Kentucky.
Wow.
Everybody better than Corey from Kentucky, Corey Worldwide, wherever I want to be from, until you got to be better than me. That's all.
Listen,
you
had a purpose before they had an opinion, Corey.
Well,
don't forget
tell you
that.
Me,
there he goes,
personally,
Corey Columbus.
I do not like Corey and Aaron, not Aaron, going at each other.
I don't like Corey fighting with anyone. It's not that Corey can't handle himself. It's just like... Yeah. Corey's my guy.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Well, both of those guys are my guy right there.
I love
there,
Aaron,
man.
Too. It's like, it's hard. It's a tough listen, frankly. I don't know who to choose. I don't want to choose anyone.
I don't choose anybody.
We do have an next question today because the caller yesterday, when he's talking about how he wanted to rant about stickers on fruit.
Right.
It got me thinking on this Friday heading into the weekend, everyday gripe. What's bothering you today? And the thing that's bothering me today, not to make it always about social media.
But it's always about social media.
But Ike, I'm allowed to be a little bit proud of starting to get in better shape, okay?
Right.
So I put out a nice side-by-side photo of me looking like a house at the City Connect reveal last year.
Because
I remember that photo and all the mean comments, and I said, you know what? Never again. I'm not letting this loser with an egg profile photo tell me I'm fat.
That's usually what it is, yep.
So I
put about 10 followers.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. So I put a side-by-side up. Like, man, I'm proud of myself a little bit. It's okay.
You look good. I saw it. You look good.
And it's a lot of comments of, it's the same. You turn sideways in the one, you know? Like, just, can we just not be awful for one day? You know, they look the same with max 10 pounds. Annoying. Justin, what's bothering you today?
Yeah, so this is like old man yelling at cloud type stuff. But, like, I go for a walk every morning. And this morning, like, it's one of those time of year right now where you don't know if it's warm, you don't know if it's cold, but more than anything, the wind just howling in your face as you're going for your morning walk. Like, you got to put on your hat because your hair is going everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ike.
Wow.
But
like
it's just brutal. Like, it's brutal. Like, I did not enjoy my walk this morning at all. Wind going everywhere.
Your hair
got
messed up.
You don't have that much hair, though.
And, I mean, your face gets all red for no reason. Like, I come back, I look like a tomato.
Well,
like, what are we doing?
It has been increasingly windy for no reason recently. It seems like every day is like
it's the spring.
No, but it's different. I feel something. I hope there's not like a tornado
storm coming or something.
Yeah, because I take walk and sut out of our morning walks.
Yeah,
and like I gotta bundle them up extra. You know, like, is there anything bothering you on this nice Friday?
Yeah, just don't know if I really should say it.
How much time you got?
Yeah. Normally family things.
Okay, you should probably not say that then. 215.
Family things, man.
It's an on the record Friday. Phil season.
I mean, seriously, how hard is it to just put the dishes in the dishwasher, man?
Feels like that's a very dad.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Seriously. Do you like, what person is okay with coming in the kitchen and there's dishes in the sink?
Kids.
Shouldn't there be like an innate thing that says, all right, I should put these up? If you're not going to wash them, right, that would be going above and beyond for today's society to actually wash the dishes themselves, right, if they see dirty dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
But how about just put them in the dishwasher?
So this is going to annoy you until they get their own place. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Well, my wife's not going anywhere.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about
the entire family. Yes, all of them.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Everybody.
I was trying to defend Elijah.
Yes, all of them. Yes, it's everybody.
That's good. 215-592-9. Dude, I forgot how much I burp when I host, by the way. I'm back at it again.
No, I forgot how much you
burp. I know. You keep looking over here. I'm like, you know, it's a lot. Spike's texting me already. I'm saying things wrong. It's a disaster for a segment here.
Hold on. Spike, we're not doing this all day today.
Because I said nauseation instead of nausea.
Let Jack do the show.
Let him cook.
Yes, let him cook.
Let him cook. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. On the record Friday, are you in or are you out on the Phillies heading into the season? And our next question of the day, everyday gripe. What's bothering you? On the other side, something Bryce said when we were down at spring training that sticks out to me and could lead to a different kind of season for the Phils. We'll get to your phone calls and a whole lot more coming up next on the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.